Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. You know, I always wonder what it is about the universe that is absolutely so divine. Today, we have a show that is so timely, especially in my life right now. But I would imagine for all of you, especially since some of the calls we've been getting in about the life challenges you all have been having. Today's show is remarkable. Here's what you're going to experience in the next hour. You're going to get to be part of one of the most phenomenal giveaways we've done on the show. You're also going to have an opportunity to share what your message of gratitude is for others, because this is the show that's about creating a ripple effect. This is the show that's about putting that drop in a pond and watch it ripple, ripple, ripple and affect people all over the world. Gratitude's journey towards optimal health, the relationship between gratitude and the second sphere of gratitude, health. Sylvie Olivier and Angie Archiero are joining us here today. But here's what I want to say. These two women have dedicated their lives to helping others shift, move, change. And they've done it through creating an amazing platform of gratitude. So how about changing the way we look at the meaning of health, both on a personal level and on a business level, by expressing gratitude on everything that we have in our lives? And I'll tell you, this has been a tough one for me here these past couple of days. We change our vibrational frequency, and thus we attract new solutions, new opportunities. Today, you're going to get to experience one of the most powerful exercises around gratitude by two of the leading experts in this field. Also, I want to tell you now, because we don't want to get in the way of you all getting this amazing giveaway. We are going to, in the next hour, both Angie and Sylvie are giving away during the show 9 ebook versions of the book Gratitude in Action. This is the book I've been reading from on air. This is the book where I shared some of the most incredible excerpts from last time they were on. And one of you will receive the book itself, the softcover book itself. That'll be the fifth caller, whichever one of you that is, that calls in and would share your message of gratitude on air. Now, I want to say this for those of you out there, that if you have a message of gratitude that you want to share and you're not the fifth caller, you have to tell Brian. So we are opening up the phone lines now. For those of you, we can give away for the first 9 people that call throughout the hour, we will give away the ebook version of the book, Gratitude in Action. It is an amazing book. It talks about the spheres that we're going to talk about today. Our toll-free number for you guys to do that is simple, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Just keep dialing in, and Brian's all over it. Sylvie's joining us here today, president and author of Exploration Gratitude, Inc., graduate of Alternative Medicine College in Canada, and a field of bioenergetics, so maybe someday we'll hear more about that. But, you know, she also received her certification as a practitioner of the One Command. What a great platform that is. The Emotional Freedom Technique and Getty Through Techniques. And so Awakenings from the Awakenings Institute. So when you take a look at the power of what Sylvie has contributed and put together, what you're going to understand today's show is, it is an invitation. I cannot emphasize this any more than I am today. It is a real invitation for those of you out there to join us. Whatever is going on in your life, health has such a broad spectrum. But here's what we want to say. Today's show is for you, health and wellness and much more. Angie is the executive and leadership coach, trainer, speaker, vice president, exploration, gratitude, and business consultant. Master's in business administration, specialty in information technology. Now I know why their website looks so good. Certified professional coach and a consultant, draws 30 years of leadership and management success. Beyond all of that, you know, she too is someone that has trained in some of these methodologies and modalities. So today, these phone lines are open. I know you're starting to call in now. I would encourage you to call in ASAP, 1-800-930-2819. And the other way to do this is to send an instant feedback message in, because some of you do not or cannot call in because you're at work. So go to Dr. Pat Live and send in your instant feedback message so that you can get an ebook. We're going to need your full name and email address and phone number. So just when you go there, put that in there. And you can put your message of gratitude. This is an interactive show. This show is for everyone. Ladies, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. What an introduction. Wow.
This is a huge platform. This is so important, especially to me right now in my life. It's so difficult sometimes to put health and gratitude together, even in the same sentence. You know, the last thing that somebody wants to hear about is gratitude when their body is breaking down or their mind is breaking down. So What is the relationship between gratitude and health? And can you talk about your personal experience around that? You know, I know, Sylvie, that there are some things you want to talk about regarding this. What is it about this relationship? And what are your personal experiences that you've had up front?
Well, Dr. Pat, did you want to know?
That's okay, Angie. Okay, Angie has something that she wants to share first, so okay. She will go.
Yes, I just want to set the stage for this. Before we talk about the relationship between gratitude and health, Dr. Pat, I really would like to simply say, you know, that gratitude is more than being thankful. Gratitude is a state or a feeling of appreciation for anything. And using as reference the emotional guidance scale from Abraham, which has 22 different levels, gratitude vibrates at the highest, and so does happiness, joy, and peace. So to be in a state of gratitude, you must feel an emotion when saying thank you. If we condition ourselves to say thank you to everything, void of emotion, it does not place us in the vibration of gratitude. And we're learning, you know, every day that our thoughts and emotions have a direct impact on our health. So a great example that I want to share of the relationship between gratitude and health is a flash mob event that was created by T-Mobile UK at the Liverpool station in January of 2009. It had 400 dancers that were selected to get unsuspected commuters to join in their dance routines during rush hour. The 8 classical music tracks that played brought back memories of good times and created an atmosphere of fun and playfulness for the commuters and those standing by. When the music stopped, people were happy and could not stop talking about this experience. A woman among many that was interviewed, she said that before coming to the station, she was very angry. And now she was happy and actually was looking forward to her day at work. So here's the relationship. The biochemicals in her body changed completely. If she had stayed angry all day, it would have had a negative impact on her health and would have attracted more of the same. Dancing brought happiness and inner joy. It made her lighter and raised her vibration, allowing for many more possibilities to enter her awareness. So the key here is shift your energy so you can focus on something else.
Yes, and you know, Angie, when we understand that the vibration of energy can be expressed and experienced through our 5 senses, it then becomes simple to apply because we are surrounded by this all the time. When you consider the energetic circuit of creation, It starts with our thought. So we are thinking, what are we going to do? By dancing, for example, we create an emotion, which is energy in motion, that has an impact on our body through biochemical, which is directly linked to our health. And after, it's going to all our centers of energy that we call also chakras, which are related to organs and glands. So once again, it's about health. And finally, our energy centers influence our electromagnetic fields that we call our aura, which are a starting point from where we are sending our signal to the universe. And we are attracting the people, events, circumstances that vibrate at the same level of energy. That's why we're saying that you attract more of the same. And when you're feeling grateful, you're vibrating at a very high level, and you're able to transform your life. But here is the flip side to this. If you try too hard to address the health issue, you will not succeed, because this trying brings the same kind of energy. Sometimes it's despair, frustration, or anger. But if you choose to have fun and bring rhythm to your life, you will have a direct impact on your health. It's not because you have addressed the issue. It's because you have felt happiness and joy, and rhythm is vibration. So the commuters in the station were able to embody joy and peace, allowing them to have fun. This rhythm created heart coherence. That is why one of the commuters later said that he felt like they were one. And when you're experiencing heart coherence, you have an increased sense of well-being. You feel less stressed, your mind slows down, and your heart rate slows and becomes more regular. Your emotions and attitude shift from frustration to appreciation. People talk about this experience for days. And let's look at what was at play here. We had a giver, a receiver, and an observer. So the giver was the T-Mobile dancers. The receiver was the commuters, and the observers were the commuters standing by and the YouTube audience. There were 33 million people that watched this. So the biochemicals of people watching an act of kindness changes in the same way than those involved in this act. So the giver, the receiver, and the observer, which shift our reality. And we are learning more and more about our capacity to shift a reality that no longer serves us to the reality that our heart desires. So the reality of being sick, for example, to the reality of being healthy. But it can work with any reality that you choose that you want to shift. I add my own experience with my daughter, Dr. Pat. And yes, in my book, I share how I was looking at Milan as she was lying in bed, dying. In fact, she was in a very critical state. She had 6 to 7 hours to live. I was desperate. But I started to experiment something that I had never thought of before. Even though I was seeing her in her hospital bed, fragile and almost ready to transition, I chose to take time each day before going to bed and use my imagination to see her running, laughing, and dancing. I used my senses to reinforce the process. I chosen these three important points for her because they were what she liked to do most. And using my senses, I was seeing her running with her sister. I was hearing her laughing while rolling down the hill. And after, it was so beautiful to feel her touching my hands and asking me to dance with her. It tasted like heaven. You see, I refused to look at her dying without giving her the chance to shift her reality. Mm. And this new reality that I was creating in myself started to deepen more and more and to feel so true. I do confess that it was really, really hard at first because I felt like I was lying to myself. But you know when your gut is telling you to move forward and to continue. This feeling was so strong in me. I could not do otherwise but to follow my intuition. And after some time, I started to feel lighter and hope came to say hello. Wow. Mm. After this turning point, this new reality that I was creating was feeling true and authentic. So that was awesome. Of course, that was a reality that she had created in her life mm-hmm. when her father and I got divorced. It was a very difficult time for us, and she felt desperate. she was telling me, Mommy, I got sick when you and Dad separated from each other. If you don't come back together, I will never heal. Oh, my God. That was so hard to hear her saying that. And in the meantime, it was not my decision, so I felt helpless. But I said to myself, there must be a solution. There must be another way to uplift her so she can choose to create another reality for herself, which is what I call the reality. And after some time, something started to happen, and she started to feel better and to look better. She had sparkles in her eyes that were no longer there. And after 15 months, she fully recovered. She's now a beautiful young woman of 20 years old of age, and she's full of life. And I'm now using this imagination exercise to shift any reality that I created, but I don't wish to live anymore. And I'm choosing the reality that makes my heart sing. What a wonderful state of being it is to feel joyful, happy, peaceful, loving and lovable and so grateful. In fact, this is the holistic lifestyle that I allowed myself to experiment.
Wow.
And I wrote my book to share my experience and some of the exercises that I used myself to help me connect to the essence of gratitude. It will serve to inspire readers that it is possible to transform the reality that they created. And by raising your vibration, you will create a life of health, happiness, joy, passion, wealth, and rich relationships.
Wow. What I would like to do is I would like to go to a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue this story, this journey. We've got a powerful exercise. For those of you out there, we are giving away 9 copies. This is an amazing book, the book that we're talking about, the book that this story is in. It's actually the book that changed my life around gratitude, health, and much more. You just give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Brian is picking up the phone. Or go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. On the right-hand side, ask your question, but this time, give us your information so we can send you an ebook. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
What would happen if your vibration would create optimal health for you and your loved ones? Not only an absence of disease, but vitality, flexibility, aliveness and passion in your body. Wouldn't you love to feel the pulsations of life circulate in you? The essence of gratitude may support you in creating this optimal state of being that you long for. Find out more about how to apply gratitude in your daily life in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, and allow yourself to live out fully. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your copy of the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at www.explorationgratitude.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands. Gosh, that is Benny. You always amaze me. That is one of the most beautiful CDs. The actual name of the CD, right, Benny, is Grace and Gratitude, and I think that song is called Grace and Gratitude. Olivia Newton-John, who I got to interview when she debuted that that CD. I guess in the business they call it dropped the CD. I think that's what they call it now. It doesn't matter. But that came from such a place of vibration. Angie, Sylvie, I don't know if you know that about Olivia Newton-John and this CD, but this was a time in her life where she was really working through her own breast cancer and had put together a foundation. And she was, you know, doing some work and did a film with Deepak and did this beautiful CD that was called Grace and Gratitude. And, you know, she is, right, in this health crisis. And that's what we're talking about today, correct? That's what we're talking about. Now, for those of you out there, we have a few of these ebooks left, but we really need you to get in here and call because Brian is picking these up as quickly as we can. And we want to make sure that all of you, are just, I can't tell you how important you are. Give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I think we're getting some verbal messages from the people calling in. Benny, is that true?
Yeah, that's our Cheryl, ebook winner. She just wants to say just how grateful she is for her family.
Wow. And I have to tell you, family is so important, especially around health and gratitude. I want to continue this conversation. Angie, I know you have some tools to share and also to have this conversation about the difference between health and optimal health. You know, the word health gets thrown out a lot, don't you think?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So what are one of the tools you might want to share from the book, Angie?
Well, this one of the tools that we wanted to share is the imagination exercise that Sylvie wants to take you and your listeners through. So I'm going to let Sylvie take it from here.
I love this.
Okay. But, well, you know, health is not the absence of disease. It's so much more. It's being fully alive. It's to feel vibrant, flexible, full of energy in your body, in your mind, in your family and community. It is a holistic lifestyle where you feel that you can accomplish anything that makes your heart sing. And Dr. Pat, I would love to do the imagination exercise through the five senses now with you and the listeners.
Please do.
So, yes? Okay. So I will guide you and ask you questions. Live your experience fully, and at the end, you will be able to share it with us. Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm ready.
And for the listeners?
We're ready. We're ready for you.
Yes? You're ready?
We're ready.
Right.
I'll tell you, we could all
use
a little lifting up right here.
Yes, of course. Okay, so take a deep breath and let your body relax. Take another deep breath and let your body become more relaxed. Take another deep breath and be still and present to here and now. Bring your awareness into your heart and feel the deep joy of unconditional love wrapping you with peace. Let the essence of gratitude flow through you and slowly allow this wonderful state of being to flow into every cell of your body. observe yourself as they receive this high vibrational frequency and as they use it to achieve their activities in a joyous way and with so much gratitude. Now bring your consciousness up to your feet and begin your journey into your roots as they move forward to reach the center of the earth. Along the way, you meet the elements and you thank them for their constant support. You meet the marvelous, precious stones in every color of the rainbow. They shine. They shine their beauty. You meet the essence of diamonds. And finally, you ground your roots deeply into the center of the earth, where you feel blessed, nurtured, cherished, and loved. Let this beautiful energy surround you. Breathe deeply. And bring this energy into your body, into every cell of your being. And now, ask yourself, how would you love to live your life in optimal health? Feel the strength of your body and the pulsations of life which circulate in your body. Feel the joy in every cell of your being. Express your appreciation for the greatness of life and for your simple pleasures. Feel the connection with life itself flowing through you. Feel the flexibility of your body and of your mind. You know that all possibilities are open to you. You are in deep connection now with your optimal health. You can do everything that makes your heart sing. Is it to run while being caressed by the sun? Is it to read a good book? Is it to have a good daily laugh with your loved ones? Is it to garden and express your appreciation for your harvest? Is it to play as if you were still a child, dancing and singing? Is it to cherish every aspect of your life with passion? Is it to create the life of your dreams? It surely is to live your life to the fullest and being grateful for everything and everyone that surrounds you. It is to allow yourself to love and be loved. Now, in this state of optimal health, what do you see? What images and colors come to you? What do you hear? What kinds of sounds are vibrating in your ears? What do you smell? What is the smell of your optimal health? What textures do you touch? And what do you taste? when you are in your optimal state of health, you just created a new reality. The reality of your optimal health. Stay in this state of being. Feel the joy of being vibrantly alive and ready to accomplish your highest calling, your highest purpose. Take a deep breath. And only when you're ready, come back to here and now. Totally present and fully awakened. When you feel the integration completed, come back with your new sense of the reality that you chose. And open your eyes and observe the wonderful feeling of gratitude that is present in your heart and in every cell of your being.
Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. How beautiful was that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Not too often I get speechless. Thank you for joining us here today. We're going to talk about what that exercise, how that exercise affected all of us here. But before we do, I want to remind all of you, if you haven't done so already, we still have a few copies left of this amazing ebook of Gratitude in Action. The book is phenomenal. It's absolutely incredible. I know that I read from it. I use it every day. And I'm always amazed at what Sylvia and Angie have created by these amazing spheres and how we talk about them today. We're talking about the sphere that has to do with health and gratitude. And so the way to get a copy of the book is real simple. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We still have a little time left in the hour. 1-800-930-2819. That's right into the studio. Brian will get your information so we can get you these books. You will need an email address, so please do that. Or you can send us an instant feedback message at transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side where you normally would ask a question. What you do is just put your name in there and your email address. And that's the drpatshow.com. And if that doesn't work, you can always send me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com and just let me know that you would like a copy of the book. Now, we only have a few of these, so it's going to be one of these situations where the quicker you up, phones are lighting up. So you understand, all of you understand what's happening. The sooner you get in here, we'd love to make sure that you do get a copy of this amazing book. Ladies, wow, I'm telling you, speechless on the radio.
So, Dr. Pat, if you can take a moment to share with us what your experience was through the imagination of the five senses.
I will. I don't know how to describe this, so you may have to help me here a moment. I will tell you this. I am, I'm going through right now, just when you think life has given you about as many challenges as you can possibly imagine, right? I mean, I've been homeless. I've lost every job I've ever had. You go down the list of loss, right, including health. And I'm right there. I'm right there, girls. And you think there cannot be anything left that shows up. And I got to tell you, I played this song the other day, and I wonder if I've just called this in. Benny played this. We did a whole show about if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And Kelly, the phones are like lighting up like crazy. Hey, y'all, calling in. Just bear with us. We'll get to you. So it's a Kelly Clarkson song. Maybe he can tease it up for us. But my mother always said that to me. And I realized what I was saying. And I'll tell you, something showed up in my life that I never thought would show up. But it really enabled me as a person to stand in a power I didn't think I had. To stand up for things that I didn't think I had the courage to stand up for, to open my heart in ways that I've never really done that before. And I want to tell you that I walked into the show today. I'm not going to say I was in a disturbed state, but I had things on my mind, and I thought about the show today and how perfect this was. But when you did this exercise, Sylvie, Angie.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say is when we were done, I was at such a place of peace. I don't really know how to describe it. Maybe you can help. So much so that I absolutely forgot where I was. And now if you were to see where I am, if you guys looked at the camera, it's hard to not remember where you are. We got like six microphones shooting out of everywhere, right? Lights everywhere. Benny and his four computers. It's hard to realize that you don't know where you are. There was something about being transformed and something about this thing in my life right now that so melted away from a place of love and gratitude. And I hope you can explain it.
Yes. When you are in this state of peace, you are in full alignment with who you really are. And who you really are can never be sick, can never experience losses and lack, because the pool of who you are is abundant in everything. So this is the space where you were. And this feeling, this state of being, can transmute the energy and shift a reality of what you are experiencing, were experiencing, to the reality of what you want to live. So being optimally healthy, full of life and energy. This is this space, what you experience.
Yeah, all I have to say is, you know, the weight, the heaviness, right? And I got to tell you, ladies, my listeners know this. Our listeners here, they know. I've had a few health challenges here in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot. You know, more than I even talk about on air. But today was especially different for me. You know, it wasn't really about me. And yet at the same time, it is about me. Because what you shared earlier in the show is about the vibration we hold. So I hope you're going to take that exercise that you did, and I hope you're going to record it so that our listeners can have that, because I am going to go and take this show and pull it off and listen to it over and over again, because I have to tell you, I've never experienced that kind of shift in that short period of time, to the point where I didn't remember where I was in the moment. And to the point of, I didn't remember what to do next. You see what I'm saying? I didn't quite figure out, and should I do something here? Or, you know what I mean? That's not like me.
Yeah.
But it demonstrates the power.
Yeah. And yes, I will record it.
Oh, please. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we have our caller that wants to share her message or his message of gratitude. I'm not sure. Won the copy of the book. When we come back, we'll do that. We've got all the phones light up. For those of you trying to call in here, Brian is like, man, he got blisters on his fingers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Join us Saturday, March 3rd for the grand opening of the Ascension Foundation's Healing and Educational Center at the Crystal Voyage Building in Tacoma. Events are free all day. Hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with speakers every 30 minutes, door prizes, and a raffle with gifts from Saint Germain and Master Buddha. Join a free seance from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. if you're one of the first 40 people to register at the door. Call 800-508-6437 or go to our website, ascensionfoundation.com.
Can I have a little bit more of that? A little Shake My Booty stuff. Love it. Thank you, Benny, the man. Wow. Sylvie, Angie, Exploration, yes. Gratitude. Before we take our caller, let's take our caller first, and then we'll announce what this amazing offer is for our listeners. So, Benny, who do we have?
Roxa from Issaquah.
Roxa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. How are you? What do you think so far?
I am just sitting in awe. I listened to your show, and I guess one of the things I really want to say is I'm utterly grateful for this radio station because I'm in my car all day, but this show just blew me away. And I wanted to say that I'm so grateful for so many things, but we get so busy every day, and we kind of forget to remind ourselves to really look at what we have in our lives and the people that touch our lives, like this show, like this book. So I just wanted to just say thank you. I mean, I don't even know if thank you is enough to say. It's just a feeling of utter gratefulness. So thank you.
Angie, Sylvie,
you are so welcome. Yeah, and you know, a thank you void of emotion doesn't bring gratitude, the vibration of gratitude, but the way you shared your thank you, it's full of this vibration. So thank you, and you're welcome.
It really is. I mean, you know, what you just shared, and this is what I said before, Roxa, before you came on, I know you must have heard it, is, you know, your message of coming on and sharing in the way that you did creates an enormous vibration over the airwaves. And one of the things I want to share with you, just so you know how powerful this is, Doreen Virtue did a book. Actually, our son did the book. And what they did is they measured the bandwidth of different words, meaning every sound you make has a visual. And they talked about the powerful vibration and the level based on emotion and words. And what you've did, Roxa, is I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for having the courage to stop, take time out of your busy day and join us, because what you've been able to do with that heartfelt moment of gratitude is change the lives, someone out there, maybe many out there, people that so needed to hear your message. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate everything you just said. You guys take care.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
We have the best listeners on the planet, I will tell you that.
Well,
you certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful.
The vibration is raising.
It is. It is. And
yeah.
Well,
I can feel it.
I can too. I mean, I'm just trying to get a hold of myself here. I'm just glad I'm not doing the next show. Kamisha and Michelle are going to be doing that. But let's talk about the Gratitude Living Boutique for a minute, and gratitude in action, and what you've put together.
Yeah, great. Well, I want to tell the listeners that this month, we're promoting our book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, in our Gratitude Living Boutique store on our website at www.explorationgratitude.com for $19.95. And with every book, we're giving 10 infusion of gratitude bookmarks for free so that you can witness an act of kindness and pay it forward. And this promotion runs until March 16th. You know, this book is filled with wonderful, uplifting messages, and Sylvie shares several exercises that helped her connect to the essence of gratitude, and I have to tell you that I'm putting them to work in my own life, so they've been such a blessing to me, and I encourage you to visit our website at www.explorationgratitude.com and our Facebook page, Exploration Gratitude.
And I want to tell everybody, go to the website and take a look at this. Just the visual effect of what they're talking about will blow you away. We may have a couple e-books left because the lines were filled, so we have a few minutes. For those of you out there that have been trying to get in, please go ahead and do so now. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. One of the things I want to say about the book and what you just offered everyone is one of my listeners, I ran into one of my listeners at Whole Foods. I think it was either Whole Foods or probably Dr. Darvish's office. And they were talking about how they're using the book with their daughter and how they are reading the book together. They each have their own book, and how they're reading the books together. And I thought, what a precious moment to do.
So
for those of you out there, that even those of you that got the free ebook, you're going to want to pay this forward. And what I mean by that is that if you believe there is someone in your life that is out there, go ahead, get the book for them. Because not only raises your vibration, but it will raise theirs. I mean, this is such an incredible opportunity in the spirit of Angie and Sylvie and what they've done to pay this forward to you all. This is the way we keep that ripple effect going. Go to the website, explorationgratitude.com. Lots of information. And also don't forget, the 365 messages are also available. So, you know, there is part of this that is so beautiful, not only for yourselves, but in the gift of giving. You know, thank you so much. Yes. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, Dr. Pat, to our listeners, all our products are infused. Every single one of them is infused with the essence of gratitude. That's why when you notice the website, when you receive the bookmarks, the book, the journals, there is this feeling that comes over you, which is inexplainable unless you really understand what it is. But just to say that, you know, they're not just, it's not just a book, it's not just a journal, they're really works of art because of what they emit. And so as much as they're beneficial to the person who purchases and receives it, it's as beneficial to pay it forward and give it to someone else who needs to be uplifted and inspired today.
Yeah, and I absolutely know the power of that. Thank you both for joining us. One last question. I'd love each of you to take a minute and just share your personal message for folks today. Go ahead. Sylvie, why don't you go first?
My message of gratitude, the one that I picked up?
What would you like to share with
our listeners? No, your message of hope.
Yeah, it was very amazing because this morning I picked up today, I share the message of gratitude to another person. And I said to myself, wow, it's not only another person. It will be, I don't know how many listeners, but a lot more. So this is my passion. This is my joy. This is what brings me life. And I'm sharing the essence of gratitude every day.
My message, Dr. Pat, to everyone who's listening is not to give up hope. There is hope. And in order to feel that there is hope, we just need to be in a different place. It doesn't matter how big or small the health issue is. We need to sort of put it aside for a moment and just take stock of how we can bring happiness into our life. A moment. Just think back to a moment that you've experienced with a loved one, with a friend, and to bring it into our space so that we have an opportunity to think of alternatives, to think that there are choices that we can make, that it's not totally lost, and that we're not stuck with a choice that someone's making for us. That's what gratitude is. It's about shifting your energy to allow the possibilities to come into your life.
Well, I want to say to both of you, I am very grateful I'm so grateful that both of you have come into my life and the lives of our listeners, especially today, because what you were able to share and what you were able to do today has created such an enormous, epic ripple effect of love, mm-hmm. of faith, and of hope. And you both are the beauty of gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you to your wonderful listeners.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Another hour of the Dr. Pat Show coming right up. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation.